Amadon. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. November 3, 1907. Dear Brother Amadon, I am enclosing herewith a letter that I wish you to give to Brother Andrew Wessels. You will know how to do this without subjecting him to criticism. I wish you would solicit an interview with him. I have sent him many messages from the Lord, but he has thought that the institution managed by Dr. Kellogg was the only place where he could go to obtain a medical education. In this, he has made a mistake. I fear that the plan is to get him to feel that he is indebted to the sanitarium, and then hold him there because of this. If you can encourage him to leave Battle Creek and go to Washington to pursue his medical studies there, please do so, and help him to go as soon as possible. I think the sooner you can attend to this case, the better. We do not want Andrew to be under the influences at Battle Creek. Please learn how matters stand and write to me. Over a month ago, Andrew wrote me a letter. He expressed his desire to go to Washington and said that he had no money. Please work wisely to help him, and I will do all I can also to help him. I charged him not to go to Battle Creek, but he would go. Now please do your best to get him to go to Washington, where he can live at Tacoma Park under the influence of the school and the sanitarium there. Arrange matters in the wisest possible way so as to save this young man. Mother Wessels and Brother Wessels are in Paradise Valley, but they do not have any available means. The mother has only enough to live on. Since she left Africa, she has improved in health, but she often becomes very uneasy over Andrew. Something must be done. I think you will understand the situation. I am writing by lamplight. I will write no more now. We leave here tomorrow for Los Angeles. We hope to visit Long Beach, Glendale, and then, in a few days, we may go on to Loma Linda. Many important interests are centered in Southern California, and we are endeavoring to work in an intelligent manner. During the past two Sabbaths, I have spoken to large congregations in our church at San Diego. Please do all you can to help Brother Andrew Wessels.